Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, despite the promises of politicians, we will never achieve an equal and satisfactory distribution of wealth, rainfall, or parking space. All right, we return to our discussion concerning the doctrine, does believing a thing to be right make it so? Very widely, this belief is held among religious people. And there are a lot of people who seem to think that all you have to do is just believe in what you're doing, and this will make whatever it is acceptable to God. Yet we have looked at some Bible examples that show us a person could be sincere and still be wrong. A person could believe a thing with all of his heart and still that thing not be approved by God. The only way I can tell is to get my Bible out and study the Bible. This is the reason that on Bible meditations, you're constantly asked to take your Bible and to check the things that are said by the Word of God. I don't expect you to take my word in religion without finding out if the Bible teaches it. If I teach you wrong, then certainly I'm doing the wrong thing. I need to know about that. And if you believe something that is wrong, you need to recognize that there needs to be a teaching of God's Word and a following of God's Word in order to have approval by our Father in heaven. We noted yesterday that if we're going to use the Bible as the standard of right and wrong, such things as, I don't believe in God, can be tested by the Word of God. When the atheist says, there is no God, the Bible says the man who takes that position has been foolish. Psalms 14 and verse 1. Well, very clearly, that doctrine is not taught in the Word of God, regardless of how sincere people may be. There are also people who tell us, and they're sincere in this, that the Bible is a dead letter. You ever hear anybody argue that? Well, the Bible was written according to their reasoning for people in the first century, and since we live a long time this side of that, the Bible really is dead. It's a dead letter. It's just like a letter that has been written to someone maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and all the things that are in it are out of date. And so the Bible would be that kind of a book. It's out of date, and it wouldn't apply to our situation today. Well, friends, you know, it's true that works written by men are dated and go out of date. We're not talking about something that some man has written. We're talking about something that came from God. And what was true in the Bible revealed in the first century is still true today. It is still applicable today. I read a passage like this, Hebrews 4 and verse 12. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word quick means alive. And the writer of the Hebrew letter said, the Word of God is alive and active. Now, all you have to do is to look at the use of the Bible today, and you'll realize the Bible still is alive. What is it that people want when they're facing death? You ever hear anybody say, read to me the Bible? I've never heard anybody say, would you read me a novel? I'm about to die. Just get me a fiction book or a novel or a comic book. And those are the things I want you to know, friends. We don't deal with life that way. We realize that the book we want read to us is the book that came from God. And so we want the Bible read, and we want to learn what comfort there is that comes from the law of God. Then when death comes, how often do you hear people gather together to pay their final tribute and respect to their loved one, and they call upon a preacher to read and to preach and to teach from the Word of God. What for? If it's a dead letter, why is it being read? If it's something that just referred to people in time gone by and doesn't have any effect on people today, why are people reading it today? Very obvious, he did not give to us a book that is outdated. He gave to us a book which is still alive, still active, and still important to men and women everywhere. When somebody says the Bible is a dead letter, basically what they're trying to do is to eliminate something that the Bible teaches that they don't like. It doesn't surprise me that women who believe in preaching and that they are the public preachers say the Bible's a dead letter, because the Bible answers their false position in regard to preaching. There are many other examples along the same line. People who do things that the Bible doesn't authorize might argue the Bible is a dead letter. But friends, being sincere in a belief doesn't make it right. We have to be sincerely doing what God said. We appreciate studying with you. I hope that you'll be with us again on Monday. And remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.